There are numerous different interpretations of Christianity, the Bible, who Jesus is, and what being a, quote, real Christian means. Some people believe that the Bible is 100% historical and literal, while others view the scriptures as allegorical or mythological, or a blend of history and mythology, but still conveying a divine message from God by symbolically representing spiritual, sociological, and psychological laws of the universe. But most Christians believe that faith in Jesus, that he is God in human form, and he paid the penalty for your sins, accepting the punishment on your behalf, along with genuine repentance, regret, or remorse for your sins, is the only way to have salvation and come into fellowship with God. And the entire premise of Christianity is that it's by faith alone, belief, not rituals or works or outside actions or anything that you can do, such as being a good person. So no one can boast that they have more favorability with God than others. And this salvation certainly isn't contingent on anyone's ancestry or what ethnic group you belong to. Jesus offers fellowship with God and access to the kingdom of heaven to all of mankind, Jew and Gentile, meaning non-Jew, also called Goy or Goyim, which is a disparaging term used by some Jews to refer to non-Jews. Judaism, on the other hand, is a very exclusive and ethnocentric religion. Notice Jews don't try to preach or spread the word to others about their God, because to them, he's their God, and they are his special people. In fact, they discourage people who aren't born ethnically Jewish from converting to Judaism, and many converts still aren't considered Jews according to Jewish law, because if their mother isn't an ethnic Jew, then they're not really seen as Jewish because they have no direct genetic lineage to the ancient Israelites. This is why some people accuse some Jews of being Jewish supremacists, which of course is denounced as another anti-Semitic slur because white people are the only ethnic group that are supposed to supposedly see themselves or be framed as being superior to others. In the Talmud, the recorded oral teachings of Jewish religious leaders, known as Rabbinic Judaism, which has been the mainstream form of Judaism, the religion, since the 6th century, it not only says that Jesus was a false messiah and a blasphemer who the Pharisees proudly put to death, but that Mary was a whore and an adulteress who had sex with a Roman soldier named Panthera, and that's how she became pregnant with Jesus. The book Jesus in the Talmud, which was written by a Jewish religious scholar at Princeton University, whose name is Peter Schaefer, is probably the best summary of the Jewish view on Jesus in print today, because the Talmud itself as a whole is many, many volumes. The Talmud is considered to be just as sacred as the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, by most Jews. Most Christians, however, aren't even aware of the Talmud and are quite shocked to learn what it says about Jesus, and that it is one of the most sacred religious texts of modern Judaism, and the single most influential document in the history of Judaism. Now, if an ethnic Jew who once followed religious Judaism, an Orthodox Jew, the ones who wear the yarmulke, becomes a follower of Jesus, a Christian, believing in Jesus, they are often called a Messianic Jew to make the distinction that while they have Jewish heritage, ethnicity, they also are a Christian. Now, Jesus came to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies of a Messiah, a Savior, and essentially reform or transform Judaism, much like Buddha reformed Hinduism by preaching his formula for enlightenment to all, breaking the monopoly held by the religious leaders at the time in India, the Brahmin, who saw themselves as the authorities others needed to rely on in order to gain knowledge of God. With the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, Jews were invited into God's new covenant, which was also offered to all of mankind, so they could do away with the external rituals and other stringent practices they previously used in hopes of becoming holy and pleasing to God. And instead, they could now be guided by faith alone through a spiritual transformation of their mind, which automatically changes how they think and behave, bringing them into harmony with God through the Holy Spirit, a supernatural force that functions as an invisible guide and conscience. But the Bible makes it clear that many Jews were jealous of their chosenness over the Gentiles, the non-Jews, being offered communion with the God of Israel, who they saw as their God, the God of ethnic Jews. But by God becoming a man in the form of Jesus, he provided a way for humans to better understand him and to relate to him. He came to earth not only to reveal his instructions through parables that any man, woman, and child could understand, but to set an example for how to think and how to behave, to be the ultimate role model. And when the Holy Spirit enters a person's mind through belief in Christ, it's like downloading a new operating system for your computer or your phone, and the old animalistic, carnal human nature is upgraded, and one becomes a spiritual being. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, and the new is here." There are many metaphors that describe this. Perhaps the most common is a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. Christians use the term born again to signify this transformation, and Jesus enables us to interface with the awesome and inconceivable power of God in a way that our limited brains can comprehend. Anyone who rejects Christ as the Son of God, the light of the world, the transmission of God's messages to mankind, also rejects God, John 2:23. So Jews who don't believe in Jesus aren't God's chosen people. Not anymore. Not since the new covenant, the arrival of Jesus. Christians are God's chosen people. This is supersessionism because Christians superseded Jews as God's covenanted people. It's often called replacement theology as a pejorative, and it's considered heresy by many churches today because they don't want to be accused of anti-Semitism, although the Bible makes it very clear that Christians are God's chosen people. And ever since the early days of Christianity, Christians were universally understood to be just that, until Zionism became a major influence in Christianity. Zionism is the belief in the political movement that promotes the idea that Israel should be a country exclusively for Jews, while all Western democracies, such as the United States and all countries throughout Europe, are under strict demands to surrender their ethnic majorities by embracing multiculturalism through mass immigration and the importation of other non-white ethnic groups. Galatians 3:23 also makes it clear that if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And your personal salvation and relationship with Christ has nothing to do whatsoever with two different ethnic groups, Jews and Palestinians, fighting over a plot of land halfway around the world in Israel, or which one occupies any of the disputed territories. And to understand why Jews don't celebrate Easter or Christmas, and why many of them, like the ones at the ADL, actively oppose it being a part of American culture, one has to understand the history of Christianity and how Jews rejecting Jesus as the Son of God and the Messiah has caused an ongoing division between Jews and Gentiles, non-Jews, for over 2,000 years. Muslims actually believe Jesus was a prophet. They just don't believe that he was God in the flesh or that his death atoned for mankind's sins. Muslims believe Jesus was born of a virgin, though, which Jews do not, and that he performed miracles, including restoring a blind man's vision, healing a leper, and raising the dead. All of this is written in the Quran, which contains some of the same stories as the Christian Bible. In Judaism, on the other hand, and among Jainos, Jews in name only who no longer follow the Jewish religion or even believe in God but still identify as Jews culturally, Jesus is viewed as a fraud and a false prophet, and because of the events that led to his crucifixion and being rejected by the ancient Israelites as the Messiah, many Jews and Christians have had an often tense opposition between each other ever since. Very few Christians today have an understanding of the tense and ongoing opposition many Jews have towards Christians, which can clearly be seen when you realize that the ADL is upset that public schools often have students draw pictures of Santa Claus during arts and crafts time in December. Mainstream news outlets like NBC News even publish articles claiming that Christmas music is oppressive to Jews. After Mel Gibson's blockbuster film The Passion of the Christ was released in 2004, it was widely denounced as anti-Semitic by the ADL and Jewish film critics because it was the most popular film about Jesus in generations. It's rare for biblical dramas to become so popular in the mainstream, but almost 10 years later, after The Passion of the Christ came out, the History Channel's miniseries The Bible was a big hit in 2013, and like clockwork, the same cries of anti-Semitism rang out about that as well. And while in the distant past, Christians didn't view Jews too favorably, to say the least, the diametric opposition between Christianity and Judaism softened in the 20th century, largely due to a new edition of the Bible, the Scofield Bible, an annotated version of the Bible, meaning including commentary and notes alongside the scriptures, published by Cyrus Scofield in 1909, which changed the view many Christians have towards Jews and Judaism. It eased the tensions between the two groups by convincing Christians that God commands their uncritical support of the state of Israel and turned most American evangelicals into Zionists, people who support Israel as a homeland exclusively for Jewish people, and now put Jews on a pedestal as God's chosen people or the apple of God's eye. This despite Jews not believing in Jesus as the Son of God, and most ethnic Jews not even being religious at all. The Bible makes it clear that God's covenant is with those who have faith in Christ, those who believe in Jesus, not people who happen to belong to a certain ethnic group, even if at one point in history, God issued them the Ten Commandments. Of course, you're not going to hear this in most mainstream Christian churches because it's far too deep down the rabbit hole and the actual truth can be quite offensive to some Jews, which pastors and corporate churches don't want to risk doing, so most of them just give a watered-down sermon and a generic history lesson about Christianity and Judaism while carefully avoiding the heart of the matter. But this is something I detail in my new book, The War on Conservatives, which you should order in paperback from Amazon. Or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. If you like watching my videos, you're really gonna love reading my books because these videos are just the tip of the iceberg. They are the appetizer. If you really want the full four-course meal, and if you want my complete and uncensored analysis, which is fully sourced with nearly 1,000 footnotes, then order The War on Conservatives in paperback from Amazon.com. And of course, there's a link to the Amazon listing in the description below. So click it and head on over there and check it out.